Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Cap.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to the Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I'm, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Thank you to BJ Grossi and Gossip Girl for kicking off Thursday Drive as we enter into the commentary and analysis opinion-based talk show that is TTMS, covering everything from serious news to the weird, wacky and wonderful news. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat and people far smarter than I join us to talk topics that need expert opinion on, providing access to views not adequately represented by other broadcasting sectors. And this week on the Troy Murphy Show, we have been listening to you. Not the whispers in the corridors here at 2SR, but you, the listening audience, we've listened to your requests and we're changing a few things around, including, I can't believe you guys are asking this, you're asking for more music, in particular covers, from the Troy Murphy Show. House band, you guys know they can't sing, right? We get them for free. They want the exposure. They play for us for free. But you've asked for it, so you get it. So let's kick off this week's show as we dive headfirst into it without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show. And you're doing it with us now as we have the Troy Murphy Show's house band open up this week's show. Take it away, house band.
It's now time for the Troy Murphy Show house band. Here to sing you something that you too can sing along with.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flights. The moonlit winds reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stop an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, is waiting there for you." To drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I've passed the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
time for some weird, wacky and wonderful news here on The Troy Murphy Show.
You are listening to The Troy Murphy Show, the home of the weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world. Now, something I want to do different on the show this week. In fact, you're going to hear lots of different stuff on the show this week. But to kick us off, I want to play a game with you, the listening audience, with our weird, wacky and wonderful news. Now, of course, there'll be a few different weird, wacky and wonderful news stories done throughout the night. But in this little segment, I want to play a game where I am going to... Well, I've got three weird, wacky, wonderful news stories here, and I want you to determine, as you play along, if it is real news or fake news. Is it real news or is it fake news? I've got three stories to get through, and I'll tell you the correct answer at the very end. All right, are you ready to play? Let's begin. Story number one, the headline reads, trans woman says her ex keeps her testicles in fridge, demands their return. Now, you may not be able to guess it by that headline, so I'll read a little bit. I'll summarize the article for you. In Pontiac, Michigan, a transgender woman named Brianna Kingsley has taken her ex-boyfriend William to court, accusing him of stealing her surgically removed testicles and then keeping them in a jar in his refrigerator. Kingsley filed a handwritten affidavit demanding the return of her human remains and is seeking $6,500 in damages, which of course is the maximum allowed by the Small Claims Division of Pontiac's 50th District Court. Kingsley alleges that her ex-boyfriend had been uncooperative and was not returning her testicles. In response, the boyfriend, William, claims that Kingsley already retrieved all of her belongings when they broke up 8 months ago and accuses her of harassing him since then. Is that real or is it fake news? I'll let you know at the end of this segment. Let's take a look at the second article and you playing along at home. Tell me, is it real or is it fake? The headline, Californian man arrested for breaking into homes and rubbing women's feet while they slept. Do you think that's real or is it fake? Do you need some more information? How about I summarize the news story for us here? A 26-year-old man named Mark Anthony Gonzalez from California has been arrested for breaking into two resort condominiums in Nevada and touching women's feet while they were asleep. The incidents occurred on July 1 and 3, where Gonzalez entered the victims' condos and positioned himself at the foot of their beds. When the women woke up and confronted him, he fled the scene. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office identified Gonzalez through forensic techniques and arrested him at his residence. He is facing charges of burglary and battery, and he is also suspected of other crimes in California, including theft of women's shoes, trespassing, and self-gratification of the adult variety. Gonzalez's criminal behavior appeared to be escalating and will be held in Merced County Jail with bail set at $50,000. The local sheriff expressed satisfaction that the arrest was made, assuring the community was once again safe. Is that a real story or is it fake news? You be the judge as you play along. I'll tell you after this third and final news story as we determine if these stories are real or fake. The headline for the third story reads, help me, Jesus. Snake falls out of sky, lands on woman, then both attacked by a hawk. Is that real or is that fake? You decide as I summarize the article for you. While mowing her yard in Silsby, Texas, Peggy Jones experienced a bizarre sequence of events. A snake unexpectedly fell from the sky and wrapped itself around her arm. As she struggled with the snake, a hawk swooped down and began attacking her arm. In the midst of the chaos, Jones repeatedly cried out for help. The hawk eventually managed to tear the snake off her arm and flew away with it. Now, despite the intense ordeal, Jones escaped with only cuts from the hawk's talons and bruising from the snake's constriction. Although she was fortunate not to be bitten, traces of venom were found on her arm. Despite this traumatic encounter, Jones, who had previously survived a venomous snake bite, this is not the first time she's been attacked by a snake, but probably the first time she's been attacked by one falling out of the sky, considers herself lucky to have survived and has even returned to using her tractor to mow the lawns, accompanied by her husband, for safety. Is it real news?
Or is it fake news?
I'll tell you after this quick break.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Oh, such a tease, such a tease. You are listening to The Troy Murphy Show. If you've just joined us, we're playing a new game here on The Troy Murphy Show where you determine if the weird, wacky, and wonderful stories I'm reading you are real news or fake news. All right, we've done the three stories. Let's find out if they are real or fake and how you went along playing at home. Story number one, the headline was, trans woman says ex keeps her testicles in fridge, demands their return. Have you locked your answer in? I'm about to reveal what it is. Did you say it was real news or did you say it was fake news? Because the answer is, it's real news. Yes, this is a true story. Story number two. Californian man arrested for breaking into homes and rubbing women's feet while they slept. Real news or fake news? What did you pick? Because the answer is real news. Who on earth breaks into houses to rub women's feet? How bizarre. And the third headline, help me Jesus, snake falls out of sky, lands on woman, then both attacked by a hawk. Is that real news or is that fake news? The answer we're looking for is real news. All three stories, they are all real, weird, wacky, and wonderful news stories from around the world as we report them here. The Troy Murphy Show, the home of weird, wacky, and wonderful news stories from around the world. Oh man, they're just so bizarre this week. So bizarre! And also so very real. What is wrong with people? And snakes and hawks, of course.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Omar Rudberg from Young Royals. Do you think that your character, Simon, could get used to royal life?
Well, no. I don't think so. But I mean, you never know.
What about you personally? Would you like to live the royal life?
Oh, I would definitely want to try that out.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
In Australia, only 13% of people keep fish. 9% of households without a pet and 17% with a pet are interested in keeping fish. The three reasons they don't keep fish are that they think it is harder, more expensive, and more time consuming than it is. All three reasons are a myth, depending on what setup you choose. A simple tropical setup is actually the easiest and cheapest pet you can get. Pop in and visit us at Majestic Aquariums Tarrant Point, or follow us on our social media and learn how far fish keeping has come in the last few years. Majestic Aquariums are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2ssr.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
Stay tuned, because here's what is coming up next on The Troy Murphy Show.
It's a huge show tonight here on The Troy Murphy Show, as our good friend impersonated Donald Trump would say, it's a bigly show. Yes, it is. Coming up soon, as we do something for everyone here on the show, we've got the quick quiz. Friday Night Live has the big quiz. We have the quick quiz on a Thursday night. And, well, right now we're going to talk about the Loch Ness Monster, the latest efforts to discover if it's real or not.
Fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
As part of our fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back promise here on The Troy Murphy Show, it's time for some weird, wacky, and wonderful news. We're experts, oh, you won't believe this, are organising the largest search ever for the Loch Ness Monster in over 50 years using modern technology such as infrared cameras on drones and hydrophones to scan the waters off the Loch Ness. Now, volunteers are being asked to assist from land, aiming to inspire a new generation of enthusiasts. However, experts, and I will put myself in this category, not because I'm an expert, but I agree with the experts, it is suggested that it is unlikely that there will be any definitive answer on the existence of the creature. And, you know, look, let's be honest. That photo, that grainy little photo, that one little photo that everyone's been clutching at for over 50 years was taken 50 years ago, 1972. The thing's probably dead by now, maybe. Although some say it was a prehistoric beast, so it's lived forever. But, you know, maybe they should, instead of looking for something living, they should go to the bottom and try and find a skeleton. Now, these modern techniques, like, they're getting everything in. Everything! Infrared cameras. They've got drones going. They've got hydrophones. Whatever that is. When I read the word hydrophone, I just think phone that works under water. Which, saying that, iPhone will probably add that to their list of features next round. I want to put my hand up to be one of these volunteer people, you know, grab myself a little deck chair, sit on the water with some cheese and crackers and maybe a glass or a bottle of wine and just go, yep, I'm on the side, just watching for any long neck to pop up. Oh, modern technology. I guess there is hope if they are using this modern technology, this infrared cameras and drones, that they may find it. Technology that we haven't had on previous searches for the Loch Ness. You know, we could find underwater caverns or caves where the Loch Ness Monster hides for 50 years. Who knows? But I'm sure we will know when eventually this search is done and either something or nothing is found. I do secretly hope something is found, but I doubt it. I doubt it very, very much. That's weird news here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to The Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Hello, Lou. The Troy Murphy Show, it is for you. Nights from 7 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to.
From Cronulla to Como, The Troy Murphy Show, broadcasting live on the Shire's very own 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Here on The Troy Murphy Show, not only is it fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back, but we have something for everybody. Yes, indeed. For those who love to be challenged mentally, it's time now for the quick quiz. Yes, Friday nights has the big quiz. Here on TTMS, we have the quick quiz. We have 10 questions that we're going to ask and answer very quickly, and you let me know how you went via the Troy Murphy Show Instagram. Send me a message and I'll give you your score or your award. So if you get more than 6, you'll get a little trophy. If you don't, well, you don't. All right, let's do it real quick. Here we go. Question number 1. According to a common saying, two's company, three's what? The answer? A crowd. Question 2. Lettuce is a common variety of what salad ingredient? The answer we're looking for is lettuce. That was a really easy one. I'd be disappointed if no one got that one. Bob Dylan won a Nobel Prize in which category? Literature. What is the unit measurement abbreviated to OZ? The answer? Ounce. Chimchimmery is a song from which 1960s film? Mary Poppins, and I'm going to have that stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you very much. The next question, what is the most abundant element in the universe? Hydrogen. I will also accept stupidity because that is everywhere. Moving on, legendary singer Tony Bennett, who sadly passed away last month at the age of 96, won his last Grammy in 2022 for his duets album with which youngest star? Lady Gaga. And for the next question, Jenna Ortega has been nominated for an Emmy Award this year for playing the title role in which TV series? I'll give you a hint, it was on Netflix. The correct answer is Wednesday. According to the common saying, every cloud has what sort of lining? Silver. Now question number 10, beginning with C, what is another name for a rock melon? Cantaloupe. And I can't elope today because I've got to be home right after the show. And a bonus question, in The Simpsons, what is the name of Homer and Marge's God-fearing neighbor? The correct answer, Ned Flanders. Let us know how you went. how many you got correct by messaging me via Instagram. Search The Troy Murphy Show, press that message button, and tell me how many you got correct.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Marsha Hines reflects on her time at Australian Idol, including that gold dress debacle.
The guy's dogged Paulini about her dress. I tore those guys to shreds backstage because I said, you guys are fathers. You know, it was more deco than it was Mark. But I just said, you know, you can't do that. And not only that, we've got little girls and girls watching the show. And to body shame somebody, we didn't have that terminology back then, but to body shame somebody like that. And she thought she looked great. If she didn't think she looked great, she, you know, and is that what you really want to tell her about? Or how did she sing that night?
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Club on East is the friendliest club in the Sutherland Shire. There's so much happening. From live entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights to bingo and trivia on Wednesdays. They have function rooms suitable for celebrations and events. Not to mention their famous Stapleton Meat Raffle, drawn at 5 p.m. every Sunday. For entertainment, family fun, drinks and delicious food, it's all happening at Club on East Sutherland. Club on East, the new home of Mike's Grill, 7 East Parade in Sutherland. For more, visit cluboneast.com.au. Club on East are a proud sponsor of 2SSR.
Did you miss your favourite show? Do you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you'll find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
They say that a change is as good as a holiday. So if you're looking for a new hobby or experience, then please join me, Anne Warren, for the Art and Soul program. We'll look at what's happening around the Shire with a focus on the arts. You'll hear about the latest exhibitions, events, festivals, or perhaps a fun and interesting workshop. It's live, it's local, it's 2SSR Art and Soul every Tuesday between 12 and 2 p.m. right here on 2SSR 99.7 FM and streaming live around the world on 2SSR.com.au.
It's as useless as a self-help guide on how to stop buying self-help books. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Now, I don't know what to file this next segment under up. It's either weird, wacky, wonderful news or also serious news, or we could also be having a hashtag rant about this because China's internet regulator has proposed new regulations to limit children's smartphone usage and content. The minor mode feature could restrict screen time, aiming to prevent internet addiction. Children under 8 would be allowed 40 minutes of smartphone use per day, increasing with age up to 2 hours for those aged 16 to 18. Apps would have to offer age-appropriate content from nursery rhymes for young children to life skills and positive guidance for older ones. While some smartphones and apps already have parental control features, the proposal would add an additional layer of control. However, there are technical challenges in implementing such restrictions effectively. Now, the Chinese government's move builds on a 2019 directive for anti-addiction systems for young people, reflecting its concern over negative online influences. Critics argue that the proposal gives the authorities too much control over what children can access and raises questions about who will decide what content is appropriate. And that's part of my rant. The measures have received mixed reactions online, with some supporting the effort to curb harmful internet exposure, while others found it too strict and called for alternatives like cultural and recreational projects for their children. There we go. There's an idea. Get them doing something else in the public. Donate time to charity. China has a history of regulating internet access. It certainly does. And the proposal could extend their control over online activities. Previously, China limited video game playing time for children and barred young people under 16 from live streaming and online payments. It's kind of sensible. But, you know, that should be for the parent to do, not the government. The government is not there to tell us how to live our lives. They're here to make sure we can live our lives. Now, the new proposal is open for public comment. I wonder how that's going to go in China, because they're all brainwashed there. They're all under the social system there where, you know, they're too afraid to speak out because they're social credit score would go down if they speak out against the government, and its enforcement methods remain unclear. Nevertheless, the regulatory effort reflects parental concerns about the impact of excessive smartphone use on their children's well-being. I see the good in column A, but I see how this could be problematic in column B with, you know, what is being taught to these children when the government have full control? I hope the people of China say no to this, because if they say yes, well, then these things tend to have a bit of a flow-on effect and other countries pick it up too. Yeah, I'm not for restricting people's freedom to see what they want to see, including children. That ended up being a rant, so let's hashtag that as rant over.
Stay tuned, because here's what is coming up next on The Troy Murphy Show.
Coming up next, Kale Leishman from Friday Night Live joins us here on TTMS to talk about what we're celebrating. Later on, we'll be chatting The Voice to Parliament. Is it not a Troy Murphy Show without that topic being raised? And we'll also check out the breaking news that happened across the Sutherland Shire this week.
Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open door with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba dabba doo time. A dabba doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
He's as fruity as a bowl of Fruit Loops. You're listening to the Troy Murphy Show.
As part of our fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back challenge or commitment here on TTMS, joining us for some fun stuff is Friday Night Live's Kale Leishman. Kale, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Troy. I don't know if I can live up to that excitement in the intro, but good evening.
I've downed a few caffeine beverages and I'm ready to go. Kale, we've got you on the show this week as hopefully a regular segment. As we do days of the year, we celebrate whatever we're celebrating today. Are you ready to celebrate, Kale?
Yeah, this is the pilot. So if this days of the year falls flat, you'll never hear it from me again. But, you know, the viewers might like it. The listeners, I should say.
Either or. Someone's probably watching me somewhere. Now, Kale, every day, as you know, I've got windows. Every day there is something to celebrate. Sometimes it's good things. Sometimes it's bad things. Thursday, the 10th day of August in 2023, is National Lazy Day. Let me read the little blurb here for us, Kale. Here's a special day you can celebrate without getting up from the sofa. National Lazy Day is an ideal excuse to take a break and enjoy some precious me time without feeling guilty about it. Kale, being National Lazy Day, how are you celebrating, my friend?
I don't like being lazy. Honestly, I'm starting off straight out the ranks, first cab off the rank. I'm not into it. I maybe it's a bit of a workaholic thing or a perfectionist thing or feeling guilty about taking the lazy time. Even though you said that you can take lazy time without feeling guilty about it, that's the whole purpose of the day. But I don't know. I feel like I would need to plan to be lazy. You know what I mean? Like, if I was going to have some lazy time, I need to make a plan. I'm not good at being spontaneously lazy, I must say. Have I killed the vibe there? Or what's your version of lazy, Troy? Have you been lazy all day today?
Kale.
Or are you saving that for the night time?
I am the king of lazy. The last 3 years throughout COVID, or three, 4 years throughout COVID, I quit my job so I could work from home, of which I spent practically 3 years in my pajamas and barely showering. The king of lazy. I've taken this further than just a national lazy day for the 10th day of August. I made it a 3-year quest. I took this challenge and I ran with it. I am the king of even last weekend, Kat. Last weekend, you know, I'm back working 5 days a week, office life. I had the 2 days off. I didn't leave the house for 2 days and I didn't shower for 2 days. I didn't get out of my pajamas for 2 days. That's how lazy I am.
Is this midweek or on the weekend?
The weekend.
Right. So for 3 years, for 3 years, you're saying you didn't shower during COVID for 3 years. You don't live in an apartment.
I shower.
I'm playing here, but you don't live in an apartment block, do you, where the smell's wafting across the other apartment? Someone's going to write in a letter.
Yeah. I live in an apartment block.
What's your longest time then? How lazy have you been not to shower? Like, you said 2 days last week. What's the record?
Maybe about 4 days.
Okay. That's not too bad.
And that's when everything starts to itch, so you've got to have a shower. You're forced to take a shower because, you know, you need to wash the bed sheets and everyone playing along is going, ew, he's gross. So, all right, National Lazy Day, I'm all for celebrating it. It's today, the 10th day of August. Kale, you're a negatory on that one. Now, of course, Kale, your big show coming up tomorrow, Friday night, which also, I'm checking the calendar here, tomorrow is World Play in the Sand Day. Kale, let's say that we took a lazy day together, headed down to the beach. Would you play in the sand?
I would play. The first thing that reminded me of was being back at preschool, like in a sand pit. I don't know why, if this is all preschools, but when I was at preschool, they had a sand pit, and that's my memory. But if we were down at the beach, I don't mind knocking over children's sandcastles with my feet or drawing patterns in the sand, running a bit of sand through the fingers. Yeah, I'd play in the sand day.
I'd do it too, but I'd be building the sandcastle.
Oh, and I'd be knocking it down.
Probably, yeah.
No, I would build it. I like to dig a moat around it. Yes. You know, build a fortress and a castle and then dig a moat around so when the waves are coming up, the creation just remains steadfast, Troy.
And we've got some water around. I think we'd have a fun day down the beach, Kale. Maybe this summer we plan a day down the beach.
TSSR's big beach day. All the beaches down there. I've got to be careful there. What word I'm saying? Beaches.
Yeah. We may have to beep some beeping out. Kale, what's coming up on the big show? Friday Night Live, tomorrow night from 7 p.m.
I'm sure a lot of beeps on the big show, usually. It's usually when you're on, I must say, Troy, when you're on the show, the beeps are happening. But there's a lot. I've got a big list of guests I'm trying to work through, so maybe some of them will be on the show tomorrow. All the music, the big quiz, it's all happening. It's the usual Friday night on the big show.
Love it. Friday nights, 7 p.m. Friday Night Live with Kale. Radio not to be missed. Thanks, Kale. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you, Troy.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
The legendary Umbilical Brothers on the sound effects that they just can't do.
Tinkly winkly noises like keys rattling. I can't do keys like... See, I can't do that. I can do the heavier ones like lightsabers, whatever. Trucks, birds, whatever, you know, that stuff. But tinkly winkly things, dropping your keys, little that kind of stuff I can't do. So that's why you never have keys in our show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Have you ever thought about the life you want to lead in retirement? How much will you need to save to achieve it? And will your superannuation be enough? A little bit of planning now can help you reach your retirement goals. At GJ Private Wealth, we take a customised approach to your retirement planning. Our expert team of qualified advisors will work with you to understand your personal situation and retirement goals to provide you with a personalised plan to help you get there. Speak to one of our advisors today by calling 02-8539-7999 or visit www.gjprivatewealth.com.au. GJ Private Wealth are authorised representatives of AMP Financial Planning and are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free thing I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
Stay tuned, because here's what is coming up next on The Troy Murphy Show.
We're up to the serious stuff at the back here of The Troy Murphy Show. As coming up next, we talk the breaking news across the Sutherland Shire that broke this week. There was too many brokes in that segment. Maybe I'm broken. And speaking of broken, later on, we talk about the voice to Parliament. In particular, those who should have said yes, because that's what they're voting in the referendum, to coming onto my show to talk about their campaign, but instead they said no. Confused? I am. But stay tuned to find out exactly what I'm talking about. That's coming up shortly here on The Troy Murphy Show.
It's the Troy Murphy Show. It's time to take a look at the news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week.
Being a Sutherland Shire radio station, it's time to take a look at the breaking news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week. Caringbah residents and Shire Climate Action Network have protested the removal of 73 trees for a new Sutherland to Cronulla cycle walk path. Transport for New South Wales plans to replace each tree with four new ones, aiming to offset the environmental impact. The path's route has been altered due to cost concerns, shifting away from the rail corridor to residential roads. Advocates call for the reconsideration of alternative paths that preserve trees, citing climate crisis concerns. Transport for New South Wales states that efforts have been made to minimise the loss of existing trees where possible. Bus company Yugo Mobility has responded to reports of school children being left on the side of the road due to buses not arriving or being late in the Sutherland Shire area. The company acknowledges the issue and states that progress has been made in improving services, but acknowledges that there is still more work to be done. Transport Minister Joe Halen mentioned the possibility of transferring some school bus services to other companies, but no transfers have occurred yet. YouGo Mobility currently operates all school services in the area, but a reduced timetable is in effect, with 11.9% of total trips, which is about 314 trips per week, suspended. The company published an apology to passengers in a newspaper ad in the Leader, with YouGo Mobility citing an acute driver shortage as the reason for the reduction in timetable activity, and says that they are currently recruiting new drivers. Sydney Airport has announced that essential maintenance work will be conducted on the north to south runway with associated taxiways until December 31. This may lead to increased aircraft noise during nighttime hours between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. in areas including Kurnell, La Perouse, Phillip Bay and parts of Botany. The parallel north to south runway will be utilised for this purpose, affecting residents in and around these zones. The work will occur on approximately 60 nights and is particularly related to the Sydney Gateway Road project. Emergency air ambulance and a limited number of domestic freight and general aviation flights are permitted to operate during these hours according to Commonwealth legislation. The overnight flights mainly carry time-sensitive or high-value cargo such as mail, food, perishables, radioactive isotopes and e-commerce products. And finally, in local news, during a five-day police operation aimed at curbing the activities of outlaw motorcycle gangs, a residence in Genali was raided by the Raptor Squad officers. The operation resulted in the discovery and seizure of 1.1 kilograms of cocaine, drug-related equipment including a hydraulic press, and items suggestive of drug distribution. Subsequent searches of the same address, assisted by the Dog Squad, led to the discovery of over $4,000 in cash, additional drugs, a tracking device, phones, and a high-value watch worth $50,000. And that's what's been breaking this week in Sutherlandshire Local News.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talking about the importance of community here in the Sutherlandshire.
As part of this community, I know just how vital our life is here in the Shire and in the St George area. How much it depends on the vibrancies of our community. I mean, governments are important, don't get me wrong, and they have a role to play, but they're not the community. And I think we've always understood in southern Sydney is, you know, that's where the strength of our community lies. It's in those volunteers. It's in those who are a part of our community and making it a stronger and better place.
Fun stuff at the front. Serious stuff at the back. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
I tell you what, it's almost not a Troy Murphy Show unless I talk about The Voice. It is consuming the news and politics at the moment, more so now that politics is back in session down in Canberra at the moment. It's only 2 weeks. It's over at the end of this week. Hopefully things quiet down, but it's almost impossible to keep up and report on every incident that happens with the Voice to Parliament, the Indigenous Voice to Parliament, by doing a weekly show. There's so much going on. So I will try and keep you up to date with what's going on and recap everything that has happened this week with the Voice to Parliament here in this short little break. But first, I need to say this. I need to get this out on the record. I admit that I have been very critical of the Indigenous Voice to Parliament here on this show. But time and time again, I have said and I always say, I always preference every segment by saying I want to vote yes. I want to vote yes to recognition of the First Nations people in our Constitution. I also want whatever we can do that is possible, that is also fair, to close the gap and bring Indigenous lives more in line with the rest of the country. I just need to be given the information that will convince me that this voice to Parliament that we're all voting yes for in the upcoming referendum is the correct way to do it. Which is why, over a week ago, I contacted a few people to join me on the show to talk about the yes vote and to do so in a safe place where I wouldn't be critical, I would just listen and present their facts as is. Those people are our local Yes 23 group here in the Sutherland Shire. I contacted them through their email and their website. No answer. I also contacted the Indigenous Australians Minister, Linda Burney, who is the, not only the Indigenous Australians Minister, but she's also the federal member for Barton, which is the federal member for the Hurstville, Rockdale, Bexley, Brighton, Les Anne's, and Beverly Hills area, all suburbs where this station broadcasts. Do you think I got an answer from her? Nothing. And I'm talking zero response. They have my email, they have my phone number, no contact. Not even a, I'm sorry, we're not available for comment, we don't want to talk to you, you know, it's just community radio, who cares? And like I said before, in my email, when I contacted them, I indicated clearly that it would be a safe interview for them. I wrote, and I quote, to chat about supporting the voice to Parliament. So no response in over a week. No response to wanting to talk to a community radio station that broadcasts to the community, a community that is going to be voting as part of this referendum. Which kind of makes you start to question things. What do they have to hide if they don't want to talk to the local community via community radio? That's what community radio is set up to do, to talk directly to the community. That's why government invests year on year in community radio. Yet, do you think they want to talk to us? Well, so far, no. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it might take over a week for them to get back to me, but so far, in a week, no response. I will try and reach out again, just do a follow-up. Hey, you know, just checking. Sent an email a week ago. Do you still, you know, are you available? We'd love to chat. We spoke negatively about you for not responding, so it might be in your best interest to do so. An email on the lines of that. So, with that out of the way, because I had to declare that. I had to get that out there. Let's talk about the news that broke this week when it comes to the Voice. Of course, the big story was, well, there's two big stories this week. Support for the Voice to Parliament appears to be on the downward trajectory ahead of the upcoming referendum. Recent polls by Redbridge, a left-leaning poll company, and News Corp, a right-wing news company, indicate that the yes vote is almost unsalvageable, with no state showing majority in support. Nationally, only 46% of voters back the proposal, back the yes campaign. And that includes Victoria. And we all know how left-leaning they are. They are so left-leaning down in Victoria that they're almost about to tip over. They're that left-leaning. And of course, this week in Parliament, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and the Albanese Labor government, as we all know, they support the Uluru Statement in full. We know that. We've seen Albo wear the T-shirt. And he said on day one when he was elected Prime Minister that he supports the Uluru Statement in full. Now, despite numerous attempts during question time and media appearances, Albo and the rest of the team have failed to let the public know about questions the opposition and the media have, questions we have as the Australian people have on The Voice. The federal government is not being transparent with the Australian people. And speaking of transparency, well, we've all heard about the Uluru Statement from the Heart document, which we were originally told and led to believe was a simple document that could fit on an A4 piece of paper. We were told that by Albo, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. But it turns out, in fact, that the actual document, the actual Uluru Statement from the Heart document, is a 26-page document that was only discovered by a Freedom of Information request. That's where someone literally goes to the government saying, hey, the law says we're allowed to see this document. I'd like to see it. You've been hiding it from us. I'd like to see it now. And upon seeing it, well, we've caught the Labor government in out in another lie, which of course raises questions. Why was this document not made public in the first place? The lack of public access to the full document, well, it certainly raises questions about transparency and whether important details regarding the proposal, the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and the voice to Parliament that we're voting for in this upcoming referendum, well, it raises questions of what and why is this information being kept from the public eye? And corporate support too. We all know how they jumped on the bandwagon and threw in millions of dollars without knowing the full details. We've spoken about that with marketing experts to why they do that. But I wonder if they're going to change their mind after learning about what the true intentions of the Voice to Parliament and the Uluru Statement to the Heart involve. One of the key findings we found and what critics are worried about are the potential demands for reparations or compensation, also known as paying the rent. You keep seeing that pop up everywhere. In the Uluru Statement to the Heart, reparations could be based on percentage of Australia's GDP. Now, that's a pretty technical little term there, so I'll make it simple. While the specific details on how the calculation of the percentage of GDP would be determined is unknown, but it has been stated that even if it was just 1% of GDP being made to pay in reparations to First Nations people, if it was just 1% of GDP, well, that could equal around $23 billion of taxpayers' money to be paid in reparations thanks to treaty. Now, I'm not here to tell you which way to vote, but here comes the opinion. When it comes to wanting to vote yes for this referendum, for equality, for closing the gap, for recognition, I'm not convinced. We've been told from day one to trust the Albanese Labor government in doing this the right way. Vote on the vibe, he told us. Trust the government to do the right thing. Vote yes, and we'll work out the details later. Well, it turns out the details already look like they've been worked out, and we've been sold a furphy here. What would have happened if this Freedom of Information request was not done on the Uluru Statement for the Heart? How long would it have been up until the referendum that we knew some of the intentions? And it's a 26-page document. I could go through, I don't have enough time to go through the entire document. I highly recommend you source it and read it yourself. It is a bit of a struggle to read, but if you're voting yes or if you're voting no, it's good to have a read of this to know exactly what we're potentially voting on. Because we all know, even though the government are telling us that the Voice to Parliament has nothing to do with treaty, with Magna Carta, with reparations, with all that sort of stuff, it's a process. The Voice is just the first part to kick it off. They need the country to vote yes, so they have a mandate to continue with everything else. So by voting yes in this Voice to Parliament, we automatically get everything else. The government has already allotted millions of dollars for the rest of the process, and ignoring the questions when asked in Parliament this week about it. So no wonder why our local Yes 23 group here in the Sutherland Shire and Minister Burney are ignoring media requests and my media requests to have a chat about The Voice. And no wonder why we see poll after poll more people say that they will be voting no against this. But take this information, how you wish and do with it what you like. I am not here to convince anyone on how to vote, and nor do I want to. I'm just telling you what's breaking in the news this week and also sharing a little bit of my opinion mixed in with it too, because that's what we do here on The Troy Murphy Show. We are an opinion-based talk show, talking about the news, sharing views and opinion.
Can't stop listening.
So tune the radio dial on Thursday nights at 7 from. We're gonna put the ray on the Troy Murphy Show.
And now for the big ending!
The Troy Murphy Show.
And it's all over. Just like that.
That's it, the Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Hope you like the new format. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 7 p.m. for another edition of the Troy Murphy Show. Now, if you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving from tonight's extravaganza, you can listen back on demand in full by clicking the Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the TWSR.com.au website. Join us on Facebook. Join us on Instagram. Podcast on iTunes and Spotify. We're everywhere. Until next week, bye for now.